Now, will you notice verses 4 and 5? For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Now, this is the first time that Paul's introduced this great theme of the church as the body of Christ. That's interesting to note here. And over in Corinthians, and we'll deal with this thoroughly when we get to 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, and probably more thoroughly than some folk would like for us to. But this is the primary subject in both of Paul's letters to the Ephesians and Colossians and 1 Corinthians, that the church is the body of Christ. Now, the church as the body of Christ is to function as a body. Now, that means that we have many members. In other words, you and I do not have the same gifts. You've got a gift that I could never exercise. And there are many members in the body, hundreds of members. And I do not think Paul ever gave a complete list of all the gifts, because every time he mentioned it, he always brought up new gifts that he didn't mention in the other list. And I think he did that purposely. The Spirit of God had him do that. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now we have these gifts, the charismata. The Greek word for gifts comes from the same stem as the word for grace. And it can be translated as grace or free gift. These are something the Spirit of God gives you. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. What he did is he gave to the church men that had the gift of an apostle and prophet and evangelist. What he's saying there. Now, having gifts, each member of the body of Christ has a gift. All have a function. And they differ. Now, that means the gifts differ, but does not mean some do not have a gift. Every individual in the church has a gift, and the gift is part and parcel of the grace of God to us. When God saves you, he puts you in the body of believers, and you are to function, not to function as a machine, but to function as a member of a body, a living organization. Now, the gift is exercised, and it's confirmed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I think every believer needs to test his gift. If you have a gift and you feel like that you're using it, you ought to test it. Make an inventory. Are you really a blessing to folk? Are you building up the church? Are you dividing the church? Now, prophecy here does not refer to prediction, but to any message from God. And whether we prophesy, that is, we are to do it, you know, in a proportion, and that is a mathematical term. God supplies the faith and the power to match the gift. That is what he's saying here.